This is a Miss Cecilia production. Hey there, this is Miss Cecilia. I'm getting ready to write a letter to my husband, John, of whom I've been married to for about 5 years, and I've just about had it with him. Well, here it goes. I've got my pen, and I've got my paper right here, and now I'm going to write my letter. Dear John. Wait, scratch that. Dear little John. I have to admit something to you, and it's been quite a long time coming. How do I say this? Well, your penis is very small. Okay, your penis is absolutely... it looks like an earthworm, okay? I said it. I want to take a Sharpie and draw eyes and a mouth on it. It doesn't do much for me. I can't have an orgasm. I don't think I've ever had an orgasm while we've had sex. Are you shocked? You shouldn't be. I mean, when I'm balancing my checkbook in my head while we have sex, and I'm rolling my eyes and sighing, wondering when you're going to get off of me. So, this leads to my most important point. I have found someone else. Remember that big black guy at that party a month ago, and you remember that I was wearing a short little black skirt that lifted up around the dance floor? And I had on those sexy, strappy, high-heeled shoes you like so much. Well, I locked eyes with him, and you remember, he came out and danced with me, putting his hands all over me, especially my ass. I think we danced to that song, that Snoop Dogg song, and I think it was, that song, Drop It Like It's Hot, Drop It Like It's Hot. Well, anyway, I looked over and you were kind of sulking, but didn't get up to stop when he ran his hands underneath my skirt. He was all over me, and you sat there with a very subdued look on your face. Now, would a real man really let that happen? I mean, come on. Well, I have something to confess. The very next night, when I said I was out at a friend's for a bridal shower, I was really with Tyrell. Oh yes, that's his name. I suggest you get used to it. Because, he is coming over tonight to our place. I thought it would be important that you know he's going to be my main guy who fucks me. Don't worry. I'll still have you around. You'll be useful for something. I mean, you do make a lot of money, and I really need help buying my jewelry and clothes to dress for Tyrell. And yes, I still love you. I just don't love your... penis. Well, Tyrell is coming over at 8 o'clock sharp tonight. So, can you go upstairs? And there is an assortment of lingerie and clothes lying on the bed. And I couldn't decide what to wear for Tyrell tonight. So, just to let you know, we are going out to an expensive restaurant and coming back here. You think you can have some dessert made and some candles lit? Oh, and some martinis would be great if you don't mind being a bartender tonight. After, it would be nice if you stay and watch us. But I warn you, his dick is very, very big. He's also quite rough with me, and he calls me his boo. Just to let you know. I thought all this would be a good preparation for you, and a good lesson so that you know what a dick should look like and how it should feel in a woman like me. And, by the way, I'm filming the whole shebang. I thought you might want some wank material later. Well, anyway, sweetheart, please go upstairs and pick out a very sexy outfit for me. And I will be in the bathtub soaking in lavender oils. See you then. Hugs and kisses, baby. Your wife, Cecilia. That was a Miss Cecilia moment.